In his address to the nation last night, Ramaphosa said daily infections have doubled from 3,700 to 7,500. COVID-related hospitalizations have moved up by 56%, with deaths increasing by 48%. Four of the country's nine provinces are officially in the third wave, prompting Ramaphosa to introduce tougher restrictions that raise concerns about the impact of healthcare and the economy.
We need to enforce compliance more rigorously, and we need to take firmer action against those who do not adhere to the regulations that save our lives.
Curfew hours now run from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Non-essential establishments like restaurants, bars and fitness centers must close by 9 p.m. so employees and patrons can go home before curfew starts. All gatherings are now limited to a maximum of 50 people indoors and 100 people outdoors. This includes religious services, political events, social gatherings, as well as restaurants, bars, taverns, and similar places. Alcohol sales from retail outlets for off-site consumption will only be permitted between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Thursday. Those choosing to consume alcohol on-site in licensed outlets can only do so till 9 p.m. Wendy Alberts is the CEO of the Restaurants Association of South Africa.
It has a massive impact on us. Our dinner time trade is 70% of our overall turnover. And at this point in time, again, we are going to be trading at restricted turnovers with 100% capacity to paying our operational costs.
But Karen Beck, a public health expert, says it's either act now or never.
Yeah, it's very concerning. Our test positivity rate hasn't actually been this high for a very long time. Everything is indicating it's going up, not just cases, but also hospitalizations, oxygen use, and deaths as well.
So far, 480,000 health workers have been vaccinated with the once-off Johnson & Johnson vaccine in South Africa, while 1.5 million additional people have had their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Over 1.7 people have been infected up to date, while the death toll exceeds 58,000. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.